podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
All right, mate, you?
All right.
Yeah.
Where the fuck have you been?
Where have you been? 4 weeks in a row. Where have you been?
No, you haven't.
I've been on your show. Yeah, I've.
Should be there.
Jay.
Right.
Yeah, not too bad.
If he mentions anything past 2002, I'm going to hit him.
Well, there's obviously some cutting issues we're going to get to in a minute. But first of all, hello and welcome. Today's podcast is brought to you by Surfshark VPN.
Surfshark?
Surfshark. Do they? What is surfing technically on the board?
I think so.
Is that what is classed as surfing? What is it?
He said, I can't mention anything past 2002.
Surfing was made in the last time ago.
Yeah, in like
I think it was the Byzantine era
that it was actually invented.
Used to fuck about on like big planks of wood and that.
Anyway, now more than ever, our internet reliance has been rapidly increasing. Very true. We stream our favourite shows, keep in touch with our loved ones, and watch podcasts like The Brew. So we'd like to think our information is safe, but as our online footprint increases, so does our need for proper security. So Surfshark is a VPN service that protects your information by encrypting all the data.
All right, I thought it was like an arm guard.
No, well, it's like that, but for internet.
But not.
So that you send through the internet, keeping anyone unwanted from seeing it. So no one can see what you're doing, where your information is, any of that business, right?
I don't need that.
I'm not going there. Another great reason
to why are you getting that?
Is because content from streaming services can be restricted based on what country you're in.
Is this not a real shark then?
No, it's not a real shark. It's a surf shark.
I'm fucking
so, you know when you go abroad and you want to watch the Premier League, you want to watch Cristiano Ronaldo or whatever, playing for Manchester United, actually, quite appropriate now, then you can use Surfshark VPN to say, oh, I'm in this country.
Wait a minute, you're saying that I could be in a different country and maybe watch a 3 o'clock kickoff that's happening in England. What a phenomenal idea that'd be.
Perhaps you could say that, yes. Maybe that would be a good use of Surfshark.
I'm not saying that to bypass any of the 3 p.m. kickoff blackout laws. You understand?
Of course we're not. But I would just say that.
But if I wanted to, I could maybe let a subscription for like NBC.
Yes.
I believe they broadcast the Premier League.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or beIN Sport. Or beIN one of those.
Sport. Yeah.
Maybe. Nice. And then maybe I could watch Cristiano Ronaldo's return to Old Trafford next week.
That is a possibility there. One that many people may consider.
I've got a season ticket to sound.
So have I. By using a link in the description and promo code Paddock, you will get 83% off, which is just absolutely bonkers, by the way. 83% off, which means for something like a couple of quid a month, you can be fully protected. Plus, you'll get 3 months free. Surfshark offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. So use a link in the description and promo code Paddock for 83% off.
I'm going to be honest, Jay. It sounds like it's going to cost you money to not do this.
I think it will be. And a 30-day money-back guarantee. Terms and conditions apply. So, thank you to Surfshark. Now, obviously, there's a massive topic that me and you have spoken about off camera. We're not spoken about on camera for a little while. And I think we do need to get into it.
Look, we've got to address what's happened.
We have got to address what's happened. And it's the sort of thing that me and you've constantly...
This lot really want to know.
We don't know. So, I'm going to put it to you, Steve. Just the first goal in the 1991 European Cup Winners' Cup. Brucey or Sparky? Who are you giving it to?
This is such Jay's goal, isn't it?
I'm wondering, right? I was watching it again this morning.
Are they giving Matt Hughes? He's a striker and he got to let him have it. He feeds on that.
Yeah. But we're not just giving away goals. Right, here's one for you then. If in 1991 you had Hawkeye.
Oh.
Yeah? Who gets it?
I don't know if it fully crossed the line. And let's be honest, I mean, I'm not sad enough, look at that, to go back and watch this twice a week or anything.
Twice a week?
Yeah.
You don't watch it twice a week?
Jay watches it every morning, apparently.
Of course I do.
Right.
Why wouldn't you? Get that CBeebies off.
The problem is...
That's what I say to the kids, put this on again.
It's in like 240p.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it? It's horrible. It's like you're watching something underwater.
You go...
It's like someone's just filmed it on the phone from a VHS tape.
What colour are we?
Yeah, it's awful. But...
I can see like a rainbow. No. No. Oh, it's blue. No. Is that them? That's them. We're that one. Cool.
But I was watching it the other day, and it depends what angle you look at as well. Because from certain angles, you look, it's Bruce's, and then other angles, you think that's Sparky's all day long, isn't it?
At the end of the day, Sir Alex Ferguson beat Johan Cruyff, who's like the most influential manager in Europe.
Changed the face of modern football, didn't
he? I mean, literally, and people are going to laugh at that, but he's not. He influenced Guardiola and Louis van Gaal and Mourinho and all. Barcelona's had a weird little bottleneck for like all of European coaches.
Is it all go back to him then? We're going back to him, like he's the top of the tree.
Yeah, I think the AC Milan teams of the 90s and obviously Italian football was influenced by those AC Milan teams. Those AC Milan teams, especially with the three Dutch players running through them, were influenced by Cruyff. Like, literally, Johan Cruyff is like ground zero of European football.
You know what I love about Johan Cruyff? He smiles.
He was off his fucking tits.
I love
that. Do you know, like, he would like...
standing on the touchline, just... chugging away at six.
He would go to, like... Where did he move to? Washington, I think he ended up playing for in America.
Ah, right, okay.
And he would be, like, correcting taxi drivers on, like... the right route to take him home and stuff. And apparently he was like...
Knowledge, right. Washington diplomats.
And he was like, correct.
Just like, what every he'd see taxi people like, wants.
He'd see people like digging a fucking hole in the street and tell them the correct way to dig. Like, he didn't give a fuck who he corrected. He was just like, listen, I'm Johan Cruyff. And people in like Holland are like, it's just Johan Cruyff.
There's a couple of... Well, there was... Sorry, there was someone... joined the membership and I can't find them now, so forgive me. Welcome to the first team, even though I think you've fallen off my screen. There's also a super chat here, and it says, you are quick to believe the Spiegel investigations into City, FFP and Barcelona performance enhancing, but completely ignore their investigation into CR7. I haven't ignored it. We've spoken about it.
I would say it's not been ignored. I've had a few people tweet about this as well. It hasn't been ignored.
Yeah.
But ultimately, here's the truth of it. Las Vegas Police Department looked into it and went, there's not enough evidence to mount a criminal conviction in this. So did some fuckery happen? I don't fucking know. I wasn't there, right? Yeah. And I wouldn't comment on anything. The difference with the Der Spiegel article with Manchester City is they literally covered it up.
Yeah.
And when they got, it's like when Pep Guardiola got cleared of taking Nandrolone. It wasn't because he didn't take Nandrolone. He got cleared on a technicality. Manchester City got cleared on their thing on a technicality. They definitely did that shit. And then it's still coming out that they hidden things and didn't allow access to certain things. Yeah. Like, that investigation is still going to get opened up by different courts. So it's not just because one newspaper wrote something and you go, oh, this is worth looking into. Yeah. Like, the Ronaldo thing is, all right, it's worrying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It absolutely is.
The information is there, but, and I don't think anyone's covering, you know, certain on this channel we've addressed it, and you can go and have a look at it, and, you know, obviously people are doing that, and they can make their own minds up about it.
But the fact of the matter is, the truth of the matter is, and you can read about this online, is Las Vegas Police Department looked at the evidence in front of them when we don't have enough to charge him for any sort of criminal activity here. So who is going to go, well, I know better actually because I read something on the internet.
Well, exactly. Lord Brady 1 says, how do I explain to my missus that I'm more attracted to Varane in the new away kit with the white long sleeve underneath than her? Please help. Well, we've done it for you. So you don't have to worry, Lord Brady 1. If your missus watches the paddock, the broom, she'll know now. And I don't blame you, actually, because Varane is very attractive in that, innit?
That's fit.
Yeah, he is. Just on the...
Wait, is that true?
What?
Cheeky in the comments there says, Matt Letizia has been nicked for burning down 5G mast in Northampton, the sausage.
His head was wrapped in tinfoil. Is that true? Right. Jake. That's like, right, hang on a minute. That's Jake. Like when someone tweeted that Putin was releasing lions to get everyone back into the street, back into their houses on lockdown.
Good plan.
And Alan Sugar went, is this a wind-up?
Can someone verify that?
Yeah. I'm going to guess
you're laughing at it, but I've seen Matt Letizia tweet.
No, that's something. Up until his head was wrapped in tinfoil, you had me.
No.
I think even he's not going to wrap his head in tinfoil.
I'd say let's just like verify that first.
I like that one. Baby Tiger Raw says, did you guys listen to Talk Sport and Gabby at Bonn Lahore talking about Cristiano and Harry Kane finish? I saw it on Twitter because I don't listen to Talk Sport. Abdullah?
It's like they come up with something outrageous every morning about United, isn't it? Like, one day it's like about Pogba, the other day it's about Varane, Ben White being better than him. Then it's just every day, that it's just the news, isn't it?
Just,
what gets it going.
Drivel. Yeah, but it's like the most ridiculous opinion ever. you know what I mean? Like, what's the most stupid thing we can say? Oh, Ronaldo's crap or whatever. Or do you know what I mean? Like, Fergie weren't that good.
Like, today, or, did it come up with, like, there was like, let's have a debate on who would you rather have in a cup final? Well, for starters, Harry Kane's not getting a cup final.
He's not had a shot on target in a cup final yet.
Yeah, has he ever won a cup final? Has he ever won? Has he ever won a cup final? Has he ever scored in a cup final?
He's not had a shot on target in a cup final.
So why would you choose him over someone who's, right, in 2004, was it Millwall?
He's old, though.
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo scored in the final, FA Cup final, right?
Was he 19 at the time?
Yeah. That was 17 years ago. If he never scored in another cup final again, he'd still have more than Harry Kane.
Yeah.
So where's someone
behind the camera to tell me how many, go and do a bit of Googling, because it's probably an article on there somewhere. How many cup finals Ronaldo's played and scored in?
Well, how many has he scored in for us?
35.
He's played in 35?
Scored 22.
Scored 20.
Scored 20. 125.
Wow. Oh my God.
That's my tweet, that, yeah. Luke Shaw scored more finals than Harry Kane has. It's a nonsensical argument.
He was talking about
finishing. But did you actually listen to the argument? It was like, well, I played against him.
Basically, he says, I watched him live in the flesh.
Yeah.
That was his argument.
Well, the reason you've played against...
We've all watched Ronaldo live in the flesh.
I've played against him. Oh, right, in that case, he must be better. How many times did you play in the Champions League against
your
Cristiano Ronaldo?
You're absolutely fucking correct. Yeah. Because you played against him.
You know what I mean?
Shut up, you dickhead.
It's like we don't have TVs, and I played against him. Like, he's definitely...
Well, I played against him, I'd rather have Harry Kane.
That's why they don't have you on TalkSport. Bruce Camps has played him on FIFA, which counts.
He's rubbish on FIFA, Kane.
Says, is Sancho a flop? Yeah, let's throw fucking words around like that after fucking two substitute appearances, you fucking widge.
I'm glad to have you back today. Do get involved in the comments. We do welcome more. I've got a super chat as well. How's some back like when Austin returned to WWE? PS Madrid 205 million loan backed by Kingdom of Spain explains Mbappe state backs clubs a bit much. Frank Bruno tweet.
I
just rammed it all in there.
I saw something about Madrid's finances. Obviously, they've had a couple of sales and they've managed to clear a lot of their debt. They're on the tracks, but they're not in the same station as Barcelona because they're on destination fuck. They are.
Yeah.
Could it happen? Like what? Barcelona, like
do a Leeds?
Yeah.
100%.
Because I've always thought they're too much of an institution for that to happen.
No.
Because let's face facts, Leeds.
Well,
you know,
they've lost their main guy, innit? Messi, that's it. Like, that's the face of Barcelona for the last 10-15 years.
But I've always thought, even though how big Messi is,
mate,
it's Barcelona.
The number 10.
Didn't like Griezmann go back to Atletico for like... Yeah.
Have you seen how stacked Atletico
like
are?
Grand a week. They've cleared a lot of money off the back.
Yeah.
It's like 40
Memphis had to take a pay cut to go
contracts
there.
He's got to be like a fucking Madrid fan.
Why couldn't we have played Barcelona when they were like, why couldn't we have had them like they are now in the 2009 and 11 finals?
Like the benchmark of club football.
Yeah, the greatest team ever. And now they've got like, who have they got up front now?
Memphis.
Who else? Braithwaite.
Dembele.
It's like a joke, isn't it? It's like someone's messing about. Imagine if you was a Barcelona fan, like went in a coma in like 2015 or whatever.
Hey, this
and
is
you just
niche.
Woke up
see
now.
Brave yeah.
This is niche.
And you're like, what's going on here?
Hey, did Messi retire like 5 years ago? No, not quite. He plays for Paris now.
What?
Paris?
Neymar too.
Paris
got
loads
we've
of cash.
We've got Memphis and Braithwaite.
Well. What? Oh my days. Oh my fucking days.
You'd be like, put me back to
do
sleep.
Do you know what? This is niche, right? There's about five people who get this. Bring back New Nation because it's about to have an Arsenal fan TV resurrection.
I'm not one of the five people that will get it, so explain it to me.
New Nation was a Barcelona fan channel.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, what happened to it?
Well, it was for starters, it was English speaking.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And if you want the truth, it was based out of Madrid.
Right. Okay.
English speaking. It was
a Colombian fella that was the lead guy on it. It just didn't work, but like,
have you seen?
No, not Noon. N-E-W Nation. N-O-U, like as in New Camp.
New
think
yeah,
about it.
Nice.
Think about it. New Nation.
Have you seen the Bobby Robson documentary?
The one that's on Netflix.
Yeah,
yeah, I must have done.
The highlight is when he's as Barcelona manager, they win a game 8-1, and he gets death threats. He gets death threats. That's not how we play football here. Like written on like the stadium and graffiti and all that, like fuck off Robson, like we don't want you, we don't, you're not the Barcelona.
He won the Cup Winners' Cup and Copa del Rey in the same season and like anyway, get the fuck out.
Yeah, we want Van Gaal.
The fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
Absolute nerds.
Yeah, aren't they?
I don't care how we win.
He did have R9 though. Absolutely banging.
Right, who was the which was the best R9? Barca, right, hear me out, you'll know what I mean. Barca, Inter, Real Madrid.
I've not watched.
You're too young.
Right.
All I'm going to say is from the clips, from the YouTube.
He'll say
I'm
Madrid.
I thought
you go Madrid because of that
and
trick.
From what all the fans say.
I think that Barcelona one, because it was the injury-free one, is the one you wanted. Mm-hmm. But I think the level he hit at Inter was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Also, because I don't think we necessarily saw as much footage from that that Barcelona.
Was Serie A the hardest league at the time?
Yeah. Certainly the most defensive as well.
Yeah,
like, much harder like, to do what he
was
did.
He's taking a piss with his goals, isn't it?
Yeah. Damon Maidment says, favourite Ronaldo goal? Up the pad at 21 is coming. I think he means Cristiano Ronaldo, not
Ronaldo Brown.
Not Ronaldo Brown. What's your favourite Ronaldo Brown goal?
He's just scored about four.
Has it?
Yeah.
Come on, Ronnie.
It's probably one he scored in training where I literally just was gobsmacked. He's done like a Tony Marshall thing off the left.
Yeah.
Beat like five or six players and buried it and I've just gone.
He's got that in his
Where's that come from? You don't do that in a fucking game. We've got another Ronaldo now. It's called Ronaldo Matthews.
What?
Not one, but two
Ronaldos. Have you found two Ronaldos? That's ridiculous. I've never met any Ronaldos in my life.
Two
until now
it.
You found two in your own team.
But one plays with Paddock.
Cristiano Ronaldo, Abdullah, favourite goal?
I think Roma.
Roma?
Away in the Champions League, the header. And weirdly enough, there was like an interview when he was at Madrid and they were like, your favourite goal? And he said it was that. This was early Madrid days when you're watching. And it's not a surprise because the leap, it was such a cagey game. Yeah. I remember it. And just like a nice ball into the box from Scholes.
Even a Villa back heel.
Nice.
Oh, that was beautiful. There's loads in it.
Literally.
Go on.
It's 42 from one season. Even a Villa back heel. The absolute fucking belong at Porto.
That's mine.
Or the free kick against Portsmouth.
That's nice. Do you know what? Yeah, there's so many in there.
Guess what, Jay?
What?
More to come.
Oh,
man. Oh, do you know what? We've not fucking closed that book and put it on a shelf. I've gone, get that fucker out. We're writing new goals in.
If he could score a hat trick against anyone this season, who are you picking? City, all of them. Because it's going to be one of them, isn't it?
Newcastle.
Scousers. Ronaldo.
City, throw a bit in.
Newcastle, because it's next week. Yeah. And I'm impatient as fuck.
That's just what I see right now.
Scousers.
Isn't it funny how all the Scouse journalists have just decided he's shit, he's going to wreck the youth, he's overrated, he's not a legend. It's like they've all mobilised.
Oh, did you see that? The one you were speaking about on Twitter.
Well, there's
day.
Several. To be honest with you. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to say it is, just in case.
Well, there you go. He's on 84 Prem goals. How long till he joins the 100 club? I'm going to say March.
March?
Does it this year?
I'd say it does it by Christmas.
Fuck off. Can you imagine?
See him? I started doubting him a little bit. I don't know why. In that Ireland game, I was like, is this guy dusted? Is this it?
I'm glad
is this
to see not very getting? Reactionary. No. Is this guy dusted? He's only on 109 international goals. This guy's crap.
Like, he's just missed the penalty. Is there a curse on us, like with Ronaldo?
And you know what? The fact is, he's never missed a penalty for United either, has he?
You dickhead.
And then literally, like, last 10 minutes, that header, oh my days. Like, that final goal.
But do you know what I love?
The fact he gets back on.
People
on time,
are losing really their minds about insane. Him already. He's not even played a game for us yet.
They're so rattled,
isn't it? And they are rattled.
So rattled.
He literally just outscored a £100 million striker in Lukaku, who people couldn't wait to wank themselves into oblivion over. And then they've gone, well, yeah, but the guy who's just outscored him, shit. Yeah. But Lukaku did it in a team that just won the league as well.
Yeah.
And people are blaming Juventus not achieving. I mean, didn't they win 2 out of 3 titles?
He scored all their knockout goals for the first two seasons in the Champions League, and then Chiesa decided to be Chiesa. He's fucking sick, but he carried them in the first two seasons in the Champions League.
The
he did the most
hilarious.
He could do.
I like that. Minaz Ali says, remember Ronaldo's disallowed goal versus Chelsea because the ref didn't see Giggs pass it to Rooney from a corner.
Oh, that was
I was fuming about that. We still won 3-0.
Because he never really scored against Chelsea in like the league or anything.
Saved it for the big games, though, didn't he?
And then he slapped one in the final.
With that ball from Wes Brown.
Best right back.
Joe says, that's real. Where was that phone call? We was going to ring Ronaldo while we was on air. And then we couldn't do it.
Why?
Probably
because he was... Well, no, it was a bit more technically fundamental than that. Rio was joining us off his phone. So when we said it, we went, oh, hang on, how do we do this?
So it was literally just technical issues of not being able to make the call and the...
Oh, boy, says Steve slap Abdullah.
Don't do that. Not on camera anyway. Do it afterwards.
The Ronaldo, I think you'll see him on 5, mate.
Well, you're obviously going to film this here, aren't you?
I'm going to try.
But there. Nice one. Yeah.
There'd be 72 people behind the camera. What do you do? And I hold this cable.
Yeah. I mop Steve's brow in between the questions. Yeah. I'm the boom operator. We haven't got a boom. Don't worry about that.
But I bring
the coffees.
Yeah. I'm your man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm here for the water. Do you want water? What flavour water would you want? What temperature water would you want? Give him water.
How ridiculous was that, though, for you today, that day?
I've shown you the CCTV of when I found out.
Yeah, because it was crazy. Like, some of the chats we were having, and it was like, I refused to sort of believe what I was reading. I was like, this can't, because I was so, so depressed on Thursday night, Friday morning. And then when you started giving me hope, I was like, don't do it to me.
I got a lot of abusive texts off people.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, and I didn't even say anything to anyone, because people were messaging me because they know I know you and you know Rio, obviously. And they were like, what's going on? I was just ignoring everyone. I'm like, I'm not even saying anything.
Don't want to say anything.
I'm not, like, yeah. I know what you're telling me, but I'm not.
When Rio put that tweet out, yeah. I was in bed like the morning, and there was like little bits coming out. I think Steve tweeted, and then Rio just tweets that.
Yeah.
I'm like, did he like accidentally post like an like a GIF that he meant as something else?
This is the thing. Like,
and then I was on my feet the whole time, and then it just started filtering through.
He was hinting to us, and when you know that it unfolded the way it did, when you look back and look at the hints, they weren't really that big a hint. They were pretty much just telling us what was going on, but it felt like a hint at the time. He was literally just saying what was going on, but because it was in the air about who it was going to, whether it was United or City.
Yeah.
The amount of times I just fucking I think at one point in the day I was like, fuck off, delete my number, because he was doing my fucking head in. And I was like, what's happening?
That's the problem, because one of the things I was, from what you told me, was, does that mean he's just not go to City? Because that still is pretty good.
I'm going to try and find it was the exact thing.
While you're looking for that, I'm just going to read through some of these super chats.
There was at one point that I just sort of like leant across my keyboard. It was just like UMJKF.
Yeah. It was testing times for all of us.
It was this time last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We were here when it was the club tweeted it. So we'd gone from the morning thinking he was going to City.
There was the here we go. There was everything.
And it was literally, I was with the chat, me, Abdullah and Ronnie. And then next thing you know, these two are in tears and I don't blame him.
Not a fucking emoji.
Yeah, that was what sent, I think, everyone. It was the Django Unchained one, wasn't it? Is that the one that sent everyone into a spin? Ebro Switch says, tell me how it feels, this E-class pundit's getting confused. Oh, he's finished. Can he do this? Can he do that? Happy to be top again. They know what it is. 21 is coming. Prodigy says, hilarious how the media have found a way to slam all our signings. We don't need Sancho. White is better than Varane. Ronaldo will stunt Greenwood. That's the narrative that we've seen from some.
Who was telling me about the Athletics one before, where they've gone, oh, actually, Varane's going to cost United this over 4 years, and Ben White's only going to cost Arsenal this. Oh, but one's playing in the Championship, though, in 4 years.
Yeah, like it's almost like one's a better footballer than the other.
One was literally getting dunked on by a newly promoted striker who basically spent most of his life in League One.
Facts.
So,
and the other one's arguably one of the best centre-backs on the planet.
Against a decent Wolves side.
Do you know what I mean? Aston San says, bad feeling CR7. We'll only get a 30-minute cameo by Ollie. If he does, that's going to raise the roof when he comes on.
There's a lot of messages on Friday.
Oh, I like this. This is right up our street. This is almost what I was going to tweet today. Alien Tenno says, Lee Martin 1 versus Harry Kane 0. GGMU. Bang on, mate. Well said. Sam B, Bailly and Jones, a better centre-back part than Arsenal has. Yes. David Ratcliffe says, ha 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 ha, imagine being an Arsenal fan. Hashtag Joel. Oh, that's one for you and your mate. Adol Wolf says, can we get a wellness check on the guys at TalkSport? They seem to not be doing so well. Lol. Yeah, exactly.
They turned the oxygen off inside.
I think they've done some, haven't they? Because it's just absolutely lost the fucking plot over there.
So, what time is this?
They're not even bothering to pretend to be sensible anymore, are they? So this is last week, is this? This is last Friday.
Yeah, Rio putting the eyes in, and my reply to him was, eyes are banned, stop it, you cunt.
Wasn't there some debate about what eyes meant in our chat?
Yeah,
because it was like, what do these eyes mean, Steve? And you're like, they can mean anything.
So this is this is 9 a.m. on the Friday. Right, I'm busy, and the eyes. And I'm going to ban the use of the eyes emojis in here. And then there was all sorts going on. And then Rio dropped the Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm going to melt the internet for a bit.
Then he replied to mine and Jolien's thing saying, let's see how this ages.
See, that was the thing. I think you said that about that. So just to give context, Julian Lescott has said,
when do you want to talk about Ronaldo coming?
Yeah.
And he didn't actually mention City in it. He goes, when do you want to talk about Ronaldo coming? Do you want to do it the day he's announced or the day after?
Right.
And I was like, let's watch it together. At that time, I thought it was going to City.
Yeah. And that's Julian Lescott. He said that. And what's Rio said to that?
Let's see how this ages.
So that makes you think he's not going to City.
Right. So I've just put all capitals, as you can see, stop with the dick teasing.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw my phone away.
Yeah.
And then I'm just getting laughs and fucking, the Rio fucking...
rubbing his hands. Oh, mate.
And I'm just like, I said, right, seems we're getting fuck alls out of you, that makes any sense here. Do you think it was true Fergie said he'd let him go City with his blessing? Because I honestly can't buy that. And Rio's put such stupidity. So I said, right, I'm not playing anymore. I need some explaining.
Yeah.
And then he put medical pending and I put at City and then he pied me. And Joel put Rio home and tired.
The trouble is, right, you're doing this and you're getting like a million messages off us just like, what's the latest? What's the latest? Give us an update every like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we're all losing our minds.
And then Romano tweeted, and then Rio put, he's been fucking asking me all morning what's going on.
Really?
Yeah. And then I put, I'm deleting your number. And then he put done. So this, I think, was about 3 hours before the club mentioned it, and that was my reply, which is KJO bracket LATH bracket HN dash J. Basically, just fucking smash the keyboard.
That's pretty sensible to you, to be fair. That's like most of your messages.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, Ollie mentioned it in a presser today. He said you need to call him.
Oh, yeah. That's almost forgot about that. He's been at the centre of the universe, hasn't he, old Mr. Ferdinand? Night Owl says, do you think Ronaldo will give advice to Ollie in what he should do to the team? I personally don't, Steve. What do you reckon?
I don't think so, no. I don't think... people think that Ronaldo's got this massive big ego. I think he'll respect that Ollie's the coach.
Yeah.
He was his coach at one point at United, briefly.
I mean, Pirlo last season was nothing compared to Ollie. Ollie had managed, he'd won a title... he'd had experience, obviously, getting relegated in the Premier League. Like, he'd had a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Pirlo was, like, really new to the game. The tactics were very different. Like, I had McKennie on Ramsey playing left wing. There wasn't a lot coming into, like, Ronaldo. And he still performed and he still, you know, stepped up, you know, to score, be top scorer in the league. So I don't think he has that, like, arrogance about his game where he knows that he can do this. He knows that he'll score.
I think he's demanding there is respect. On the pitch. He's like, give me the fucking ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think he'd be... listen, fuckface, in the changing room. Yeah.
I don't think he's like that.
I think there's an element as well. People are just looking for reasons why this won't work.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. Oh, even though he's never done this before, he's going to start dictating what the manager
literally
does.
Literally every single thing except trophies that's been levelled at Ollie has been provably wrong.
Yeah.
The only thing that anyone's got that you can legitimately give him and say is he hasn't won any trophies. And you go, well, no, he's not.
Yeah.
And he should have done, and he needs to.
Yeah, Polly 160 says, good to see the Rum Master General back on the channel. What rum are you enjoying at the most, eh?
Diplomatico. Although if there's no Diplomatico about, which is just a dark rum.
Dark rum.
Reminds go me with always. Salford.
Salford, I like the name. Salford rum.
Good.
Yeah?
Good rum.
Is it dark? Is that dark rum as well?
It's a spice rum, but it's buttery.
Buttery? I'll have it on my bread, if it was allowed. Surav Mukherjee says, good to see Housen back. What do you think about missing DM? Did Rio talk to the board about it as well? Looking forward to hear from you, 21 is coming.
I spoke to Mike Phelan about it. Like, they obviously wanted a midfielder. What are you laughing at?
I spoke to Mike Phelan. I spoke to my mum about it.
Steve didn't let him out the room.
It was on camera.
Steve didn't let him out the room until he said, we're signing a DM.
No, I do think they wanted a midfielder.
Yeah.
I believe, or should we say, I think the correct terminology is, my understanding of the situation is, I think is the word that he's supposed to use.
You've been in the game long enough to know that.
My understanding of the situation is, they couldn't get it all done in one window, which is frustrating because you think, fuck off, man, you did Ronaldo in 12 hours.
I will ask you something about this, both of you. Like, we all wanted a DM, yeah? Mm-hmm. There's no disputing that, but is there any danger where... like, all the three of the four we've got in so far, first teamers, Sancho, Varane, Ronnie, yeah? You'd expect them to start when everyone's fit. Is there a danger of overdoing it? Of getting too many in for the first team?
I know squad-wise... you've seen it happen with the bigger teams,
because,
Madrid.
You know, when we did, like, when we weren't big in 2007, for example, Anderson Nani didn't start when everyone was fit.
Yeah.
Now, if we'd have brought in, say, your mate Sal Niguez or Bissouma or whoever, that's four you'd expect to start. Is that... I'm just playing devil's advocate. Is that too many to just start changing almost half your team.
Because you just don't see that and see that being successful anywhere, do you?
No.
I mean, I wonder if Paris are going to suffer, or are they just so far ahead of everybody else in that league that it doesn't matter? The Premier League might not be the league to do that in.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Because
it's just having that option, though. Because if you look at Chelsea last season, spent over $200 million in the market. They basically bought a whole squad. Yeah. A few made it in, and then you thought Mount is going to come out of this team. Then Mason Mount becomes one of the important players in the side. Havertz, you know, doesn't really have the start of the season, but that ends up scoring the end. Like, you're going to have players that aren't going to really kickstart at the right pace. And we've seen that with Jadon Sancho. Maybe he needs a bit of time to settle in. And then you've got Mason Greenwood who can do the business out wide as well. And then Marcus is coming back. So it's just having those options, because, I mean, we finished second, you know, to City last season.
We finished second. We don't have an awful team.
Right, but here's the thing. Gary Neville said this the other day. United have finished second and we've improved and we still might now be the third best team in the country.
It's not a...
he's not wrong, but you expect us to challenge, though, therefore.
I would expect us to challenge, but I think that... So I just did a video to go out, probably after this has gone out, actually. Yep. Looking at what we've learned over the transfer window. And I think one of the things that is a positive, I think, is to win the league, you have to be the best team over 38 games domestically.
Yeah. Right?
I think we're still behind City and Chelsea. And I don't think I think anyone's being real to themselves. They're more balanced, more settled squads. And I think what United have got going for us is Ollie's took us very deep in cup competitions.
Yeah.
Pretty much all cup competitions. We've not really gone out early in anything.
Nope. Other than the Champions League, but I know what you mean.
But yeah, even then we ended up going all
the way. In Europe we went to the final.
Yeah, and that was a league.
It's different.
Whatever. There seems to be this United team can play cup matches. And one thing that you need to go deep and go successful in cup competitions and in the Champions League and things like that is you need to have a bit of luck.
Yeah.
You need to have goals.
Yeah.
You can... Defence wins titles, right?
Yeah.
Well, goals win competitions.
We had 7-0 last season, you know. And if you look at that Southampton game, we spoke about it, didn't we? Like, on the thing last week on the show, and we were saying, that's a Ronaldo game. Like, I've seen that Juve where Juve have literally had, like, nothing to create, nothing's coming, and then, like, bang, just a ball, stray ball into the box from Cuadrado. And he's always in the right place. It's like, you look at that Portugal goal the other night against Ireland. He gets back into that area, and it's like the defenders don't expect it. There was like a clip someone had filmed with their phone behind the goal. Everyone was like, oh, the defenders aren't focused. They're focusing on the ball. It's like, you don't expect it because they're facing striker after striker every week. It's not Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And it's just the whole thing. He gives you that false sense of security where you're like, yeah, I can clear this ball. I've got this guy here. Then bang, switch in and out. And we've seen him do it against the best of defenders. Like, Goldin against Atletico, Boateng, Bayern. He's done it.
And also,
just
on what you're saying, Steve, and I was saying this, people saying like sweaty winners coming, I think we've got a better chance in the Champions League on the back of what you said.
I do.
Because if you look at Champions League winners, the Scousers have won it, finished fifth. Chelsea have won it, finished sixth and fourth. Do you know what I mean? When Porto won it, they were best team in Europe.
I'll take second in a Champions League and celebrate until my liver falls out of my asshole.
I mean, I think, you know, I think, like you say, I think on our day, we can pretty much beat anyone.
Well, you line up with... I actually think Ronaldo might play more positions than just nine. Right. But let's say we go with a 4-3-3, and I'm hearing it's going to be McTominay and not Fred, who's the
six. I think that the way that social media sort of the indication there, and even from people at the ground I've spoke to, I think most people tend to favour McTominay over Fred.
Yeah, well, I'm hearing that it's more likely going to be McTominay
that
once everyone's
sense
fit.
To me.
Now, if you played a 4-3-3, you get Ronaldo on the ball. He's on that left-hand edge of the box, that little corner of the box, right? You got Luke Shaw's just bombing on past him. And he looks to his right. You've got Sancho over on that far side.
Yeah.
You've got Cavani that he could bang across into.
Yeah.
You've got Pogba who could ghost in because he's a big boy. He can get on the end of some stuff. And maybe Bruno to clear up and hit that Scholesy sort of edge of the D kind of thingy. Who are you marking?
Man, that reminds me of United of old, that.
But I think the issue is...
can come on as well.
Hello.
The quality is there with United. And like we see that in the Wolves game. I think one issue that I have with Manchester United right now is that we don't appreciate space enough. Like, I don't see, as good as our players are, I think the issue that Sancho had in that Wolves game was he's so used to with Dortmund is the players were always attacking the spaces. and then he'd find someone to pass it into.
Yeah.
We didn't see enough of that at Wolves. And I think Ronaldo will, because I've seen him in defensive sides, Ronaldo, he'd always step up and he's just got that R in the pitch where he'll score a goal. But the rest, we're going to have tight games where the rest have got to step up.
Cavani and Ronaldo will always be running in behind. They'll always find that
elite
space.
Movement.
Yeah. I mean, Bruno also, I think Bruno's sitting there. When they're going to do a centre-forwards meeting, Ronaldo's going to walk in, Greenwood's going to walk in, Cavani's going to walk in, and Bruno's going to walk in because he thinks he plays centre-forward.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah. You know, he's not a midfielder. Let's be real.
Do you know what I mean?
Second striker.
Ibrosvic says, did you guys see Varane talking to Anawamba-Saka at half-time? Did you see that?
That's the in-game leadership. Like, one of the things that's been a privilege of like working with Rio is finding out how little Fergie spoke to them.
Really?
How little, yeah.
Yeah.
He just didn't really... he would usually give them a little bit of a briefing. Here's what to expect this week. Look, we're going to play these this weekend. I want you to watch out for these sorts of things. And then he'd fuck off. He goes, he'd be on the phone with his bookie most
of the day. He trusts the leaders in that team. And I think Varane...
He never went in that changing room. He goes like Rio, Keane, Carrick, Neville. These are who police the dressing room.
Real presence, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, I think with one thing with Varane, like watching that game where I was sat, it was pretty rubbish to like analyse everything.
Yeah.
But one thing was just seeing how every time the ball went out to Shaw, that was one point where it's like expecting him to carry it, and then something happened through him, and it was a bit poor watching that. But then the other one was Varane that I noticed, like how Lindelof's good on the ball. But a lot of the time when the ball's coming towards him, it's more like, what do I do sort of thing? And he just like gets really nervous. Varane just lets it like drop in front of him. And it's just the way he just switches it from one foot to the other. When you've been watching Chris Smalling, like having to fucking turn 360. Like, just
me
to
and
pass
you
it.
Used to discuss this on the podcast back in the day.
Compared
when,
to that.
When you wanted Koulibaly constantly was like, I can't watch Chris Smalling anymore. We've got to go all out for Koulibaly.
I like Koulibaly, but yeah. I know that's what I mean.
No, that's what I mean. You used to go on about it, didn't you, all the time because you were fed up with Chris Smalling.
Well, it's just how slow he transitions the ball. Like, I seen Varane from one foot into the other, popping it off to the left, like with his left foot, or like the switch out to Shaw. And it's just on the ball, challenging people. It's just levels. Like, you watch him.
Like bringing a top class player and he can do top class stuff.
People thought he got people thought he was like getting carried from Madrid. They were like the stuff I've seen about him, is he going to do it in the
good.
Premier League?
Joe, it's almost the opposite. Like when the Scousers won the league, every player in that team was the best in the
world.
Was
the best ever. Like ever in that position.
Ever.
Oh, do you know what? There's a good question here by Mr. Wild Times. So when are we going to see you produce Ronaldo merch? You can do already. Go and check out. There's a link in the chat, I think, about our merch. And in the paddockmerch.com and the Summer Ronaldo stuff, Bruno stuff, all the other good stuff on there. Go and check it out. Loads of merch there, hoodies, t-shirts, all that good stuff. Someone else says here, F3ZZY says, why is Steve so sexy? Someone's been on the rum already, haven't they? Hey,
it's Friday.
Start this morning. with all that's gone on then, now, do you think, I know this is a really stupid question, but I'll just ask it anyway, does this pile more pressure on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer? Or do you think he's safe with the board and everything anyway? Because I always think there's an element of, as long as we don't fall off a cliff, I think the board are all right with Ole. As long as we're qualifying for Europe,
I think there's
solid.
Got to still be progression now.
Yeah.
Some people are going to take this sort of context, but do you know what? Fuck you. Yeah. Right? United could come third and progress this year.
100%.
We could look better in games. We could be more dominant in games, but drop some points that we probably didn't deserve. Maybe get a bit unlucky at times.
Yeah.
And still come third and actually have progressed. We could maybe pick up some silverware. You know, we can probably go a little bit further in a couple of the competitions. Not loads, because we went pretty far in all competitions. But United can look more of the finished article and look like we could come third and lose out on the title by a win.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We
can progress. And I think as long as there's progression and as long as you're still in the Champions League, because like it or lump it, that is the cut-off point where I think the board make decisions.
Yeah.
Did you get Champions League football?
Well, it did for Moyes, didn't it? And it did for Van Gaal as well.
It's weird though, because
it looked like it was the same for Jose.
Yeah.
Probably some other things as well.
With Jose, his first season for me was his best season. We finished outside the top four. We had a lot of unlucky games. Like, it was the refereeing thing that season. And we won the Europa League. But as a team, I felt
we
had that. We could have.
He tossed it off.
Oh, mate, in January?
Yeah.
He just sort of went... League, nah, you're over.
The football was sound. Yeah, for like defensive Jose, the football was good and it was, you're like, you could build on this team. And then it just went downhill. But
do you know what's mad?
They looked like something to build on.
So much of that was down on Mkhitaryan. And then when he came out of the team, that sort of drive through the centre of that team, the creative spark just went.
Yeah, it did. Well, I mean, he fell off on a like a personal
thing, didn't he?
But
it's I think weird that second season, I think you both, I remember watching both your fan cams against Sevilla. That was the massive
My head was gone.
That, I remember your head was gone and you were like, that was your face. You did it at Hotel Football, didn't you? Oh, yeah, you did your review at Hotel Football and you were like, you just lost the plot, state of that is all he kept saying. And then you were like,
and I don't think I'd seen his press conference yet.
We weren't going to win it anyway. All right. Oh, in that case, let's not bother.
Jose, when you're losing, is the worst manager.
I just want to talk. I just want to talk.
It's horrible.
I just want to talk. Get off me.
Like, what are you on about, bro?
I paid my ticket. Get off me.
Wayne Wilcott says, reminder to haters saying Ronnie is slow. Euros. He, age 35, ran 97 miles at speed of 32 kilometers per hour. Oh, 97 metres, sorry, not 97 miles, because that would be ridiculous. At speed of 32 kilometres per hour, with boots, Usain Bolt, 100 metres, at speed of 37 kilometres per hour, just saying. I mean, thanks, I mean, facts, I presume.
Your producer Will said he was, what was his exact words, Cam?
Faster than
Usain
Bolt.
No, he didn't.
He was like Usain Bolt.
Similar in acceleration.
To Usain Bolt.
Who is?
Will. Will is similar in acceleration.
If you know what Will looks like, Will's like a 6 foot six giraffe looking fucker.
Well, wait, I'm going to be like, if you know Will, he's a pretty chilled out guy and he's not one for hyperbole. So, I'm surprised he said that.
He said it.
He thinks he can keep up with Usain Bolt for the first 20 minutes.
Basically, I was talking about our defence
right,
tomorrow.
Say that out loud because the people won't have heard what he's
said. Say it again.
He thinks he
accelerates like Usain Bolt.
He said he thinks he can keep up with him for 20 meters.
That's not what Will said.
Oh, right, okay.
I'll give you the truth. Right, he said he thinks he accelerates like Usain Bolt, which is a load of old arse. Right?
Yeah, because Usain Bolt is notoriously slow at the beginning of races.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Basically, we was talking about who the weak link in our defence is.
Right.
I was like,
You're talking about Paddock, FC, yeah.
And I went, it's obviously not you, to Will, talking about pace. And he's like, I'm quick, mate. And we're like, no, you're not.
It's like he thought...
But you're not, Kenny!
It's like he thought, I'm going to defend myself with the about my speed with the most outrageous claim.
I'm like Usain Bolt. I'm all right when I... was like, I'm all right when I got going, but I'm slow starter. I was like, do you mean you're like Usain... What do you mean you're like Usain Bolt?
In the sense that we both have legs and we're both people.
What are you talking about?
We both have a name. Yes, I mean, that is quite the claim, shall we say.
Kid idiot.
someone says Ronaldo is faster than Kane and Lewandowski at least.
He's faster than a lot of people.
Shift Titan TV. So which one of you is going to scoop an interview with Ronaldo? I think Steve's in pole position.
I think I'm in pole position,
yeah.
And I'm
going to
piss my pants, I think.
Think that's the most starstruck you'll ever be? If he's here.
No, I'd be Fergie.
Really?
Yeah.
Jason. I've interviewed Fergie. Yeah,
Cantona, Beckham,
yeah,
Fergie, Bobby Charlton.
You've done Bobby Charlton, haven't you?
Yeah.
And
Cantona.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot Eric. Yeah.
I remember when Steve done Cantona, he called me buzzing.
What?
I remember when Steve just finished doing the Cantona one, and he called me like he was a kid.
We are fans. We're privileged to be fans that do get to interview players, do get to interview Fergie.
I think Ronaldo will be the one where I wouldn't be able to speak.
Fergie has meant more to me than Ronaldo. Yeah. But Ronaldo is sort of, there's something that's different.
He was at my opening to football.
I think Eric would be
though.
The one for me out of players, where I'd be...
All of those lot. And maybe, I'd probably even, because he's a fucking crank, Roy Keane would be a harder... I think I'd be all right with Ronaldo.
Because you'd be shocked if he'd say something
also,
wrong.
If you're doing it in the real thing as well, where like, you know, his mate's there.
Roy Keane, I'd be scared to say the wrong thing, innit? He'd just be like, shit, can I ask him this?
I know. Did you see the one with Gary Neville, by the way? That was good.
I haven't told you who Monday is, have I?
That's good.
No.
Right, well, if I did... Don't say who it is.
Right, okay.
Because I'm not allowed to say who it is.
I think you might have done, actually, now you've just said that.
But on five on Monday, we've got a big player.
Yeah.
From a big team, so it's obviously not Arsenal.
Well, obviously.
So?
Well, for starters, neither of those things could apply to Arsenal. They haven't got any big players and they're not a big team.
Well, fine.
Yeah. Are you filming it here?
I will be filming it here. I think he's joining us via link.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Check that out. If 21 comes, will Steve shave his beard? Shave his beard and Jay grow one?
Oh, fucking no.
I'll grow one if 21 comes. I'm not bothered. I think four might be coming personally.
Yeah, I think more likely four.
Yeah. Ross Murphy, this is a different thing that we do on a different channel. Yeah. Oh, right. Oh. Who's your Wally of the Week? We do that on another thing, but I just say Talk Sport. Yeah. Do you know what annoys me? Is I buy... Do you know what I mean? I know what they're doing, but I buy... Even though I just screenshot it, I don't put links in or anything like that, I'm still buying when I post it on Twitter. I'm still looking at the shit they're spouting and getting involved and going, look at these idiots. Because I can't help myself, and that's what they want, isn't it? Yes.
Trev Sinclair's one was absolutely banter. 4 days, a complete 180 in his opinion. Listen, Ronaldo will win City of the League. He's this, that, and the other. We've taken a world-class player. It's going to piss United off. What's that? It's time for United. Guy's finished.
It's like he had brain damage, yeah. In it? Like, he forgot that he recorded that. It's like me coming on Paddock last week going, yeah, he's absolute rubbish, this Ronaldo. Yeah. And then like, yeah, it's the best thing like ever.
Like, there's a complete lack of
he recorded that 2 days
sort
ago.
Of integrity there. I went, no, with Trevor Sinclair. It's like, you said that. You know you said it. Just stick with it. Just even own it and say like, I'm gutted he's gone.
You don't have to be that biased. Do some of them. It's like so dry. Week. It's
but
so weird.
It's like, oh, his legs have gone and oh, he's this and all this. And he's just idiotic. And you know what annoys me about that is like, it's like when he did the whole thing about United should be fined for the team we fielded against Leicester. You can't. You're not allowed. The rules state you can name anyone who you've registered as a Premier League player. Those are the rules. They can't fine you. Whoever you put out, as long as they're registered.
Sure.
But it's like they have this big debate based on
these people that become delusional once it's a rival team about anything.
Yeah.
Like anything.
I will admit, like, I was annoyed when City got Grealish. I'll admit that. I rate him.
Don't mean he's shit now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Oh, well, Grealish is shit. Because he just looks stupid when there's obviously loads of videos of me saying
he
was
going to City, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, legacy wise, all the rest of that. But you'd never see me going, oh, he's shit. Because guess what? He's not shit.
No, it's just when you say things like it just looks stupid. Abdullah, are these the sort of things that you address in your new channel? On your new channel?
Yeah, pure ball.
Pure ball.
Talking
say it like
pure
a man.
Ball.
Stop saying pure ball.
I keep
like
forgetting
that with
the
Queen.
On the channel.
Pure ball.
Pure ball. So yeah, just sat there talking rubbish. If you want to hear me for like 18 minutes talking about why Ronaldo's bringing 21 home.
Who have you had on there so far? Guess.
Well, we're meant to be starting a podcast, but Joe McGrath answer my text. That's it.
So you've texted Joe McGrath to ask him to come on. And did you get a text asking you to come on?
No.
Well, weird that, and a bit rude.
It like, cost a grand to
here,
get on,
we push it. We say, go and check out Pure Ball. And Uncle Joe McGrath's coming on, but he's not replying to me.
Jay asked for £500 per podcast.
Mate,
I'm joking.
£500, I'll do a lot more than come on your podcast. Steve, just say, yeah. No, my fees are very low, as we all know. I don't even have fees. That's how bad it is. We'd almost got through an entire break without any nonsense, and it's me that's been in the nonsense.
Right, if anyone's looking for tickets for the Newcastle game, Baggers _ Alex. He's got a dozen, but he can only sell them you in blocks of six at a time.
Yeah.
So
I just got a text. He's got an extra 10.
Yeah. So he's got loads. Wow. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you know where to find him. If you follow me on Insta, I put a nice picture of me and him on Instagram yesterday when we were out walking
through town. It's Alex at StretfordPaddock.com as well, if you want to email him and ask him.
Yeah.
They're all face value, obviously. Yeah.
Already got Champions League final tickets.
Yeah.
Here's one, that's the crossover that we often see here. This is one for you and Stretford Paddock FC, which is a different channel, but obviously the man's here. Jimmy Kelly, when will the green and gold kit orders ship out, Mr. Howson?
Right, listen, you fucks. Right. Solo, please. Thank you. Right. In the listing, we said there is a 16-week manufacturing process because these shirts don't exist. So it was a pre-order. So they will ship out at the end of this month. It said that on the listing. And then last week, because I'm sick of the fucking emails from you all, because you clearly didn't read, you just got so excited. It was like, click, and here we go, we've got it. Right? And I appreciate your support, thank you. Right? I sent an email out last week saying exactly what it said on the fucking listing. If you go to the shop now, you can still read it. And if you wanted one, unlucky, they all sold out. We sold a fucking rate load of them. We are just waiting for them to be finished. In fact, I'd show it you because we've got one, but it's upstairs and no one's going to get it right now. But they look fucking mega, don't they?
Yeah,
we actually took some pictures of Ronaldo Brown before he fucking abandoned us, the turncoat, wearing it. And it does look the absolute bollocks. And we'll be wearing it with every single opportunity that we can find. What's that? What the colour are they playing? White? Oh, we better wear green and gold.
Fair enough. Coughback says £1.79 for a hug. Jay, yep. Absolutely. We're going to give a big thanks to Surfshark for supporting us as well. Make sure you go and check them out. There's a link in the description. Don't forget to use the promo code Paddock
and you get 83% off plus 3 months for free and a 30 money day back guarantee. Terms and conditions apply. You know that. Go and check out the merch as well. Paddockmerch.com. Got loads of new merch on there, including Ronaldo merch and some of the stuff that I'm flexing here as well. Go and check that out. What have you got coming up on your channel?
I don't know where you're at. Ronaldo's going to play. That's coming out tomorrow. There's a 5 things about the transfer window today, but trust me, 5 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah.
For 5, there's a lot of questions going to get answered that people have got legit, serious, big questions.
We're probably going to do a video based on what he's doing later on.
Put it this way,
not even exaggerating.
We are
literally going to do that. Abdullah, go and check out PR Ball. Say it. Go on.
PR Ball.
Good lad.
Link in the description.
Yeah. People are not going to know how to spell that.
if you come on. It's only 300 subs. Get ball. Us up to 500.
Let's
that's
get
all
him
need.
Up to 500 subs. Come on, he's a good lad. You know where to find Stephen Alston.
Someone's asked if I'll sign their Bumboo. It's a bottle of rum. Yeah. And yeah, if you want.
Why not? Really, you know, do anything for a few quid on it. So go and check out Stephen Alston. Go and check out Abdullah on Pure Ball. You know where to find me. Don't forget to hit like, share, and subscribe. This has been Alston's Brew with Steve Alston, of course. Why wouldn't he be on it? It's his brew. Thanks for watching. Sports Social Podcast Network.